Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. We thought that we would talk a little bit about something that I'm actually experiencing right now, which is just recently I had a biofeedback, and I think we mentioned this recently also because Tina had a biofeedback, and as a result of the biofeedback, I got to go for a lymphatic massage also, mm-hmm. And we actually had a two-part series podcast on lymphatic, on the benefits of, you know, first of all, what lymphatic massage is and the benefits of it. Back, it's probably been like a couple years.
Yes.
If you go back in our library, we have, I mean, there are probably 300 podcasts in there. And it was a two-part podcast where we interviewed Nancy Wakely, who is the massage lymphatic therapist, the specialist that I went to for my lymphatic, and she's the one that we interviewed for that podcast. It was a great series, so yes. Please go back and check it out.
Because we love her and she's the best at lymphatic massage.
We do, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, but no, so once a year, I think we talked about this because I just went for my biofeedback a couple months ago. But mm-hmm. Once a year, we try to go for biofeedback, and you were due to go for yours.
Yes, yes.
So we went to see Melinda again. Anyone who wants to get biofeedback, please contact us so that we can give you all of Melinda's information because she's amazing. But basically, in an overview, biofeedback is a machine that you get hooked up to. It's you get these straps wrapped around your wrists and your ankles and your head. And you basically lay there on your back for about an hour and a half to 2 hours with this machine strapped to you. Mm-hmm. And it's just reading your body. I mean, it really is unbelievable.
Like, is it reading energy?
It's reading energy levels. Okay. Yes. Okay. And it's like, it can literally tell where you have inflammation in mm-hmm. the body. It can tell your vitamin levels, whether you're lacking in certain vitamins. It can tell disease states yeah. in the body. It basically tracks your brain waves, your heart rate, everything. So like when I got on the table, for example, when I first laid down and she started, your brain is functioning at a certain level. Your heart is functioning at a certain level. The idea of the machine is not only to track what's happening in the body and to document it, but also to help balance the body. So by the end of the session, as you're laying there, like I fall asleep during mine every time because it's super relaxing. But by the end of the session, the brain waves have normalized, the heart rate has normalized, like the body just feels better, mm-hmm. right? It's really hard to explain biofeedback. You really have to experience it for yourself. But the idea is that you get kind of like a balancing of the body by right. the end of it.
Right. And so it's showing you areas in your body that are unbalanced,
right.
you know, and Melinda will be the first to say, look, I'm not making any diagnosis here. This is not for me to make a diagnosis of anything. But it does show up areas that are unbalanced in the body, you know. And for example, there were two things that she picked up that have definitely been issues I've dealt with for the last few years. You know, one is in my right foot. You know, I broke my toe, what, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And ever since, it's just been like a series of little microscopic injuries to my foot.
That toe seems to find every corner of every bed.
It does. And so she asked me, she goes, any issues with your right foot and the bones? I'm like, yes, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, like she would never know that, right? Yeah. Like
no, you didn't. I didn't.
You
tell
don't
her
go
anything.
In and
you
tell her
her.
Anything.
No.
But I'll tell you, she's like, the machine is picking up that your left index finger has inflammation, and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, how
yeah.
does the machine know my left index finger has inflammation? Like, it's just unbelievable. It really is.
It is. And then the second one was my right eyelid, the bottom eyelid. And it's true, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I had like an infection in my bottom right lid, the right eyelid, that just would not go away. I mean, I had to get on little steroid drops. I had to take antibiotics for like a full month, you know, and still to this day, every once in a while, it feels like it's going to come back and I have to start putting little warm compresses in. So she asked me, anything going on with your right bottom eyelid?
It's crazy.
crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah. So, but then she found a few other things that she, you know, that areas of concern, nothing that she was like, oh my goodness, this is not good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she pointed out, you know, there's something going on in your right breast. You know, I don't see anything that looks concerning, but there's something going on in there. And she suggested that I go and get some lymphatics. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, she said my brain was on like...
Overdrive,
like yeah. the whole time. And she said that she kept trying to like calm
yeah.
it down.
Yeah.
And the machine would calm it down and then my brain would go again. She's like, and I told her, I'm like, my brain was in overdrive when I first started the session and I thought it kind of calmed down towards the end. She's like, yeah. She goes, I'm pretty sure that you probably have attention deficit disorder. I'm like, oh,
then
wow.
Then you came home and told me and I'm like, well, that explains a lot.
Attention deficit disorder. I was like, really?
Wow.
I'm like, well, that doesn't surprise me because, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes when I'm in a conversation with someone, I'm like, okay, come on, just move on because I've got, you know, there's other conversations to be had, you know, or just like, I feel like my attention is just like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, okay, I've got to do this for 10 minutes and then let me move on to something else. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so she said, Liz, you need to go get some lymphatic massage. Mm-hmm. And tell them to specifically work in your breast area.
Okay? Yeah, baby.
And your breast. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be professional here. Anyways, so I went for a lymphatic with Nancy yesterday. And honestly, I hadn't had a lymphatic in
years.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah. And I've been telling Tina, actually, for the last few months, mm-hmm. I really feel like we should go for a lymphatic
massage.
It's
kind of funny how you kind of felt your body needing it.
Yeah.
And then, in fact, the biofeedback is telling you need it,
yeah.
right?
Which yeah,
is kind
of cool. I just felt it. Like yeah. a few months ago, remember? I
yeah,
said, you
absolutely,
know, I feel
yeah.
like we should, I need to get a lymphatic and you should get one too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Nancy did a lymphatic and it was 1.5 hours. It was 90 minutes. And then then she wanted me to do the infrared dry sauna, mm-hmm. but I didn't have time. And I told her I'll make that session up. But, you know, she did, you know, as she did the massage, she said, you know, I didn't feel anything that felt worrisome. She goes, but she did some educating. She goes, look, in women, the breast is the one area where the lymphatic drainage, where the lymphatic system gets clogged up
mm-hmm.
because the breasts are tied up in a bra for 12 hours or more. You know, so it just gets stagnant. It mm-hmm. doesn't move the way it should. And, you know, and as a result, I mean, that's not good because that's an area where you can, you know, your risk for getting breast cancer mm-hmm. is, I mean, that's a big
huge.
Area for breast cancer.
Yeah.
And so you want that movement. And so she was teaching me some techniques and she said, you know, every day I try to massage my breast tissue to get that lymphatic fluid moving and you know, just get the circulation moving. And she mm-hmm. goes, and it's really important for women to do this mm-hmm. every day. And so she, you know, she, the education she gave me was really great.
Talk a little bit about the muscle on each side
oh,
and
yeah.
what she noticed, which
yeah,
I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, she noticed that the muscles in my right breast area were like really overly developed compared to the left. And she's like, are you right-handed, left-handed? I said, I'm right-handed. And I said, but remember, every day I'm scoping
mm-hmm.
and my right hand is on that scope and mm-hmm. I'm making
pushing.
These motions,
pushing.
Back,
in
repetitive
and out. Yeah.
motions in and out with the scope. And she was like, oh my goodness. She goes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, that would explain why your muscles are more developed on the right side than the left. I'm like, yeah, that's, I mean, who knows? Maybe I was born like that, mm-hmm. but I think it probably has to do with the repetitive motion of the work that I do mm-hmm. that I've done for, you know, since
decades.
2000.
Yeah.
Since 2000, almost a couple decades.
Right.
And so anyways, it was really, you know, it was really great. I mean, it's not like all of a sudden I just felt something miraculous when I left, but it just felt good to know that I'm taking care of myself because the lymphatic system is a system that a lot of people aren't even aware that they have mm-hmm. a lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And the lymphatic system is just very simply, it's a system of these little vessels, these little ducts, and you've got this lymphatic fluid going through it, and they connect to these lymph nodes, okay? I'm sure most people have heard of lymph nodes. I mean, when you get a a sore throat or upper respiratory, sometimes the lymph nodes under your chin get swollen and you feel these, you know, you feel swelling in that area. And those are the lymph nodes that get inflamed and get swollen. And those are connected to lymphatic tubes or ducts. Mm-hmm. And so it is, but there is no pumping system within the lymphatic system. Okay. Like in your blood vessel, in the vascular system, the blood vessels, the arteries, there's a pumping system. And the pump is your heart. Mm-hmm. Your heart is pumping blood out through the arteries. Okay. But the lymphatic system does not have a pumping mechanism. Okay. The pumping occurs with the muscles.
The movement.
And movement. That's mm-hmm. why movement is so important. Mm-hmm.
And not being stagnant.
Exactly.
And we tend to, you know, get up, go to jobs, sit at a job all day, come home, sit on the couch all night. We're very stagnant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not moving.
We're not moving. And that's why, you know, in our program, we even as simple as stretching exercises, you know, we encourage people to move because that helps with the pumping of the lymphatic system. And so, and for women, as Nancy was educating me yesterday, you know, the breasts stay, the circulation, the lymphatic circulation it's very easy to become stagnant in the breast, just because by the nature of the fact that we carry our breasts in a bra all day long. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for you to every day be massaging your breast and get that, you know, when you get home and take off that bra, you know, do a little bit of massaging to get that circulation going.
And there's so many other benefits of that.
Yes, exactly. Thank
Maybe
you,
you
Tina.
Can even get your spouse to help you out with something like that.
Very good. So anyways, yes. We're going to bring this podcast to a close. Thank you, Tina. And we can always count on Tina to bring in a little racy comments to our podcast.
Hey, we try to keep this fun, okay?
Anyways, thank you so much for joining us. And please go back, look at our library of podcasts and try to find the one on the lymphatics by that where we interviewed Nancy Wakely. It was two podcasts mm-hmm. and they were great, amazing information.
Absolutely.
All right? All right, take care. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.